ファイボーン。
Freedom Cubs Baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against A&M Consolidated is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BBR Material, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Glenn College, Tegler Toyota, Brandit Graphics, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go out to the field and your hosts Doug Brown and Tommy Lange after these words from our sponsors.
H-E-B in Brenham is here to make your Easter weekend a breeze. From the tasty starters, the main dish, the must-have sides, and the sweet treats, H-E-B has it all to make your Easter complete. And don't forget, H-E-B carries gift baskets, goodies, egg dyeing kits, toys, and cascarones, so you can get all your Easter essentials at one single store. Have no time? Order online. And have your items delivered right to your car with curbside or right to your front door. H-E-B in Brenham. They're always here for you.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Dana.
Brenham National Bank wants to welcome you to Washington County to visit the Bluebonnet Festival hosted by the Chapel Hill Historical Society on April 11th and 12th.
We are a community bank with all the latest and greatest technology.
Come by and visit our branch at 9005 U.S. Highway 290 East.
Come bank with us, where we make banking fun and easy. Brenham National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Tiger Field in College Station, where tonight it is the A&M Consolidated Tigers taking on your Brenham Cubs, your undefeated in-district Brenham Cubs at a perfect 7-0 now. And Cubs looking to try to sweep this series here tonight. And Tommy got off to a good start this past Tuesday and now looking to build on that.
Oh, I tell you what, it was definitely a good stepping stone to a district title the other night, because we knew A&M Consolidated would have a quality baseball team. And what the Cubs did the other night, they made some – Consolidated made some mistakes. The Cubs took advantage of it and put the game away early. So a big win the other night. I tell you what, another win this evening would put the Cubs in pretty good position.
And we were unsure at first if we were going to get the game in tonight. They had rain passing through here, and they actually got more than we did. But luckily with the turf field, it was able to dry out quickly, so they were able to get this one in tonight.
I tell you what, I can tell a story. When the late, great Sports Doc, it rained all day, literally all day. And, I mean, it was like 5 to 7 inches, and we were playing. They were looking for a place to play. We were playing College Station, and Navasota had the turf field. And we got a phone call at around 6 o'clock, and they said the game's going to be at 7:30. And I said, you have got to be kidding me. But that is the plus about the turf field.
Yep.
It can take a lot of moisture.
Yep. And we're going to put that to the test tonight. And we got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our Brenham Cup pregame sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball teams this season.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, as we come back here to Tiger Field, and by the way, I want to let folks know, if you're still on your way here to the game and listening to us on the radio or on your computer or whatever you happen to have us on, there is a lot of construction in this area, so you be wary when you're trying to find a parking space here at the game, because they were quite difficult.
Follow the road signs, and then you may not be happy yet, but... but it is, seriously, a lot of construction going on, and it's going to take a little while.
And they must, we were talking earlier about it before we went on the air about it might look pretty good. It's going to look pretty good once they finish it, but right now they seem to be in the early stages.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Just a little bit going on. But the last time you and I were here, Doug, do you remember how far we had to walk to go to the restroom?
Oh, yes. I had to walk to the other side of the football stadium to get to the restroom.
But that's all right. This is all going to be very, very nice when it's completed.
And meanwhile, quick score to pass along. The Burton Lady Panthers getting the victory tonight over Iola. 12-2 the final score. So Burton sweeps that series 2-0. And with Burton and Mumford, Burton winning that one on the baseball side. 1-0 play is in the sixth inning. So trying to go for the sweep there. Wish Coach Thaler all the very best there. And when we get a final on that, we'll be sure and pass that along. And in the meantime, we got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studio. And let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Oh no, it's heating up outside and our air conditioning is barely working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA 74166E.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now for the starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by T&A Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And for the Brenham Cubs, it'll be Dalton Hart leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the third baseman, Owen Finke. Batting third, designated hitter, Drake Benke. Batting fourth will be the center fielder, Ethan Aschenbeck. Batting fifth, first baseman, Luke Hardy. Batting sixth will be the catcher, Brody Tucker. Batting seventh, the pitcher, Braden Steele. Batting eighth will be the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting ninth, left fielder, Brooks Rosnowski. And playing right field tonight will be Caleb Maurer. And for the Tigers, their starting lineup, it'll be the catcher, Luke Hargett, leading things off. It'll be followed by the first baseman, Joseph Young. And then batting third, third baseman, Leo Beffert. Batting fourth, shortstop Jordan Fowler. Batting fifth will be the right fielder Cannon Boyd. Batting sixth, left fielder Cade Witt. Batting seventh will be the center fielder Colton Josie. Batting eighth, the designated hitter Colby Campbell. Batting ninth will be the second baseman Wesley Schultz. And doing the pitching will be Michael Posey. So that is the starting lineups for the two teams, and we'll be back with more here on the pregame. And we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
All right, as we come back here, the coaches are having their meeting at home plate. Meanwhile, let's take a look at the district standings. Now, remember, because the Cubs play in a 17 district, the numbers won't quite be even. But nevertheless, the Cubs right now, the district front runners, perfect 7-0. You got Lake Creek, who's in second place there, 4-2. In third place right now, you got a tie between Brian Rutter and Montgomery. They're both 3-2. And I think, T.L., we're probably all shocked about Rutter being up there.
I'm telling you.
And then College Station is currently in fifth place. They're 2-3. A&M Consolidated in sixth place, which is another one that's really surprising. They're 2-5. And then Huntsville bringing up the rear. They are currently 0-7 in district play. And it looks like we're going to have the official introduction, so let's see if we can pick that up.
Introducing first the lineup for the visiting Brenham Cubs. Shortstop, number 2, Dalton Hart. Third baseman, number 8, Owen Benke. DH, number 22, Drake Benke. Center fielder, number 4, Ethan Oschenbeck. First baseman, number 19, Luke Hardy. Catcher, number 3, Brody Tucker. Pitcher, number 12, Braden Steele. Second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza. Left fielder, number 16, Brooks Rostowski. Right fielder, number 10, Caleb Maurer. Leading off for the Tigers, catcher number 4, Luke Hargan. First baseman number 13, Joseph Young. Third baseman number 8, Leo Pepper. Shortstop number 1, Jordan Fowler. Right fielder number 9, Shannon Boyd. Left fielder number 10, Katie Witt. Center fielder number 2, Colton Josie. DH number 16, Colby Campbell. Second baseman number 11, Leslie Schultz. And on the mound tonight for the Tigers, number 17, Michael Posey. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise if able. And gentlemen, remove your caps as we honor our nation with the playing of the Star Spangled Banner.
Start of the ball game after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on.
We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cup baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
All right, we come back here, and it's time now for tonight's first pitch. And apparently it must be Little League night over here, TL, and when Consol took the field for the anthem, and some of the little ones run out there with him.
Oh, exactly. It's always fun to see that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great moment for them, you know.
Yeah. And here we go, Dalton Hart to lead it off against Michael Posey. And Posey rocks in the first pitch. Is inside for a ball, 1-0. We're officially underway at 6:57. So 3 minutes early, and Hart, it's this one, a shot off the glove of the shortstop, and Hart reaches base. And that'll bring up Owen Finke. And it will be a leadoff single.
Come third baseman, number 8, Owen Finke.
Didn't know it was going to be an error hit, but they scored it a hit on the scoreboard there. And suppose he working from the stretch pitch to Finke, and he sends this one a high fly ball down the left field line. That is hooking into the corner. Hart is over to third base, and it's going to be a stand-up double for Finke.
Well, Doug, we're picking up right where we left off.
And that brings up Drake Benke. Benke DHing tonight.
Number 22, Drake
Benke. And the other night, he walked 4 times in the game. As it was clear, they were pitching around him. Now let's see if they'll go after him or if they're just going to put him on and take the chances with the loaded, with the bases loaded. Posey checks the runners. And pitch, and Benke fouls that one away.
Well, we know he's throwing.
Yeah. Posey with a long look in. Pitch to Benke. That one inside a ball, it's 1-1. And pitch is foul away.
Tell you what, they are pitching to Benke, but he is keeping the ball down.
One, two pitch inside, and it's 2-2. And Benke, a turn umpire, I think he was trying to tell the umpire to hit him. Umpire not agreeing with that. And inside for a ball, 3-2 now. And he says this one, a high fly ball, deep back and off the fence. Hart is going to score. Finke being waved around. It's going to be a two-run double for Finke. And the Cubs are on the board. And then bring him Ethan Aschenbeck.
Cubs center fielder number 4, Ethan Aschenbeck.
Right now, if you're a Cub hitter, you want to make sure you keep this going. Yeah. You don't want to be the first one to make an out.
Right. Aschenbeck, right-handed hitting center fielder, squares away to bunt. And he'll swing and miss for a strike. It's 0-1.
Tell you what, all three of the Cub hits have all been just hit really well.
And squaring away to bunt once again, pulls the bat back. He'll take ball one, 1-1. And showing bunt. And this time lays a good one down. First baseman's only play.
Not going to get
and
it.
And he throws offline. He's safe. And wait a minute. Why are they sending Benke back to second? Are they trying to claim that was a foul ball? Or is he out or what?
Oh, they're saying he's.
They're saying
it hit him.
I guess. Okay.
So we got one out.
Yep. And Luke Hardy, the batter, pitches inside for a ball. It's 1-0.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's something you really don't see called very often. And this one, a high fly ball, deep back. And it's gone! A two-run homer for Luke Hardy. Hardy going opposite field. And he'll come in and step on the pay window.
I tell you what, Doug, he got it up in that wind, and it just kept carrying.
And so it makes it 4-0, Cubs. And brings up Brody Tucker.
Number 3, Brody Tucker.
And Tucker sends this one out, and that's going to drop in for a hit, and Tucker will be aboard. And the hit parade continues. And now Braden Steele, the batter.
Blue Sinega running for Brody Tucker.
Okay.
Courtesy runner.
And pitches up high for a ball, 1-0. And that one ground ball to short. They're going to go second for one, relay to first, and they get the double play. And that will retire the side. So in the inning, there were 4 runs on 5 hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Cubs lead it 4-0. Back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there.
Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
All right, as we come back here, Braden Steele warming up for the Cubs. We'll be looking at the top three in the Tiger batting order, Luke Hargett, Joseph Young, and Leo Beffert. Meanwhile, just a quick reminder, first run of the game was made by Dalton Hart, and the first run sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And so here we go, Luke Hargett leading things off against Braden Steele.
Leading off at the bottom of the first, Tiger catcher number 4, Luke Hargett.
And first pitch from Steele. In there for a strike, 0-1. Cubs lead this one already. In case you're just joining us, 4-0. Here in the bottom of the first inning. And that one fouled away. No balls, two strikes on Hargett. And that one back to the mound, and Steele pick it up and run to the bag himself. And gets the out. One unassisted. Steele working tonight to Brody Tucker behind the plate, right side of the infield. Luke Hardy at first. Landry Mendoza at second. Left side, Dalton Hart is at shortstop. Owen Finke at third. In the outfield, Oshenbeck at center, flanked in right by Maurer, and in left by Rosnowski. And a pie for a ball. It is 1-0. And that one foul back. And then it's going to land. Oh, it's the top of the net and stayed in play. And Steele brings in there for a strike. And that one, a ground ball to short, Hart up with it. Fires across to Hardy, and it's two away. And now Leo Beffert, the third baseman to bat.
Tiger, third baseman number 8, Leo Beffert.
Steele working quickly here, brings his next pitch. Foul away back into the screen, and it's 0-1.
Excuse me.
one delivery. Check swing, grounded to third. Finke got a bare hand, throw to first. And got him. What a play by Owen Finke. And so in the inning, College Station, or excuse me, A&M Consolidated goes 3-3 down. 3-3 down, what a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC, and we move on to the second inning. Cubs lead it 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Vasquez Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, we come back here. The first pitch to Landry Mendoza is a strike 0-1. Brenham Cubs leading A&M Consolidated 4-0. We're in the top of the second. Pitch to Mendoza, taking for a strike in. It's 0-2.
I'll tell you what, he's thrown two identical pitches on knee high on that outside corner.
And next pitch up high, and it's 1-2. It'll be Landry Mendoza, followed by Brooks Rosnowski, and then back to the top of the Cub batting order with Dalton Hart. And Mendoza sends this one a fly ball down the line, hooking foul, and it will be out of play. And just got a final in from over in Mumford, and it is the Burton Panthers getting the win 1-0 over the Mumford Mustangs. So,
ooh, sweet.
A sweep. That is... I think since I've been checking on Burton Sports, I think that's the first time they've ever swept Mumford in one season. And that one is up high for a ball, 2-2. And that one in the dirt, a ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Good job here by Landry. Was down 0-2 and then worked the count full.
3-2 pitch. Pops that one. Foul again. And he's making Posey work here. And the 3-2. And Mendoza sends this one. Fly ball right. Opposite field. And it's off the wall. Mendoza heading for second. He's going to be in there with a stand-up double. He dismissed it. That one would have been a little higher. He'd have gotten that one out of here.
Tell you what, that's not a bad idea today, Doug. You get the ball up in the air with that wind coming out of the southeast. You're going to get some help.
Number 16.
And it has already been a factor in this game.
Yeah, the winds are blowing left field to right field for you the folks at home. And so the Cubs have really been, like you said, Tommy, trying to hit the ball to right field more. And Brooks Rosnowski, the batter. Rosnowski smashes that one into left field base hit. Mendoza being waved home. And he will score to make it 5-0 Cubs. Great piece of hitting there by Rosnowski. And adds to that Cub lead. Yeah, brings up Dalton Hart now. Hart singled and scored on the two, a double by Benke in the first inning. Yeah, swings and misses, 1-1. He sends this one out to left field. That sends the left fielder back this time, though. He'll make the catch for out number one. And now brings up Owen Finke.
Third baseman, number eight, Owen Finke.
He had a double and run scored his first time up. Infielder shaded up middle. You know, they'd love to get a double play and not have to face Benke this inning. And that one is a strike call, 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2.
Good breaking pitch.
Yeah.
Well, get on that knee high on that outside corner.
Wind's starting to pick up here. Throw back over to first base, Rosnowski in there easily. Just missing a ball, and it's 1-2. Oh, no, it's 2-2, actually.
Doug, being an old-timer, I'm a proponent of grass fields, but this is a wonderful facility.
It certainly is. And he sends that one. Yeah, it's going to drop in for a base hit, and he got two runners aboard now. And I think he's 2-for-2. And brings up Drake Benke. Benke had a two-run double and scored his last time up.
Cub DH number 22, Drake Benke.
Two on, only one out in the inning for Brennan. Pulsey checking for a sign from Hargett. And the pitch, Benke turned on that one and foul. Next pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. And next pitch from Posey, and Benke smacks that one into right field, base hit. And that is going to load him up now for Aschenbeck. Fourth hit of the inning for the Cubs.
Cubs center fielder number four, Ethan Aschenbeck.
Aschenbeck, cleanup man for Brennan. Trying to clear off these bases. We can get a hit here. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Luke Hardy, that is a two-run homer in this game, waiting on deck. And that one taken for a ball. It's 1-1. One's going to be popped up sky high and out of play. One ball and two strikes.
When they hit them that high, we've got to keep our eyes open.
Yeah. No roof protecting us here on the road. And swung on a miss, and Aschenbeck down on strike. For out number two. And it'll be up to Luke Harding now to get the runs home. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound. Got the bases loaded. Rosnowski at third. Finke at second. And Benke at first. C- Cubs with a 5-0 lead here at the top of the second. Cubs first baseman, number 19, Luke Hardy. And next pitch, outside for a ball. 1-0. And that one down the little ball. 2-0 count.
Posey's thinking, you know what? Don't take a chance. Give up one instead of giving up four.
Right. And that one up and in, and that's ball three. And a 3-0. Down low, ball four, and that will walk in a run. Coming in to score is Rosnowski, and that makes it 6-0 Cubs with Brody Tucker the batter. And they're not out of the woods yet because Tucker has been swinging a hot bat lately.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Brody's been really seeing the ball really well.
Had 3 hits in the game on Tuesday night. And he sends this one a high fly ball out to center. And center fielder backtracking, he'll make the grab to retire the side. But in the inning for the Cubs, they do come up with 2 more runs. On 4 hits, there were no errors, and the bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Cubs lead it 6-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linky Welding. Visit KorthandLinkyWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Pooltex, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemicals, supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
And back we go to the bottom of the second inning. And for the A&M Consolidated Tigers, Jordan Fowler, Cannon Boyd, and Cade Witt to go against Braden Steele. And a little delay there, so Steele first just now getting out to the mound to warm up for the inning. But so far, so good here, TL. Comes off to a good start with the bat.
Oh, no doubt about it, Doug. And I tell you what, it makes Braden Steele's job a lot easier.
Yeah. All he's got to do is just go out there and throw strikes.
He's a very good pitcher, but today he can work on being a better pitcher.
Exactly. Cubs trying to hold on here and go to 8-0 in district. Well, the only two series left would be next week they're scheduled to play Montgomery, and then they get the bye week, and then wrap up district against Rutter. And from what we heard so far about Rutter, you can't take them lightly.
No, I tell you what, Coach Wheaton told me that when I went over to talk to him. He still expects Rutter to be a playoff team.
Yeah, that could be. On the one hand, they're in our district, so you're not technically supposed to root for them, but with Bailey being a Washington County boy, you can't help
you know
but,
what? With Bailey being a Washington County boy, we got to root for him. I mean,
yeah, against the other team. Except when he's playing, but against the other teams.
Yes. Yeah. When he plays us, it's a different story.
Right. You know. And that one bounced up their ball, 1-1.
But I tell you what, just like our coaches, he's a very fine coach.
Absolutely. And 1-1 pitch. Just misses a little bit high, and it's 2-1. And pitch to Fowler, and that's back up the middle. Hart cuts it off. And makes the play to first. He kind of double clutched a little bit, but still managed to get the out. And that's one away. And that'll bring up Cannon Boyd.
Dalton playing a little juggling act.
Yeah.
Tiger, right fielder number 9, Cannon Boyd.
And pitch to Boyd down low for a ball. That's 1-0. And he sends that one a high fly ball. Oh, no, that's over to second. And Mendoza up with it, and he throws first, gets the out.
Nice backhanded play there by Landry. Makes quick throw to first.
So two up and two
outs.
And Caden with the batter.
Tiger, left fielder number 10, Cade Witt.
And that one down low for a ball, and it's 1-0. And I hit him. And so Witt becomes the first base runner.
And the saga continues.
Yeah.
If I'd have known all of this, Doug, I'd have kept. Well, you know, I could go back through the books.
Yeah.
And count how many hit batters we've had this year.
It's been a lot.
Tiger.
And Colton Josie.
Colton Josie.
TMCC.
Yeah.
Too many to count.
Yeah. And that one taking for a strike at zone 1. And that was going to be popped up. Hardy calling for it. And he'll haul that one in for out number 3. So in the inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left on. And we played through 2. Cubs lead at 6-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert's Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
And the first pitch is a strike call to Braden Steele. As we come back, we're in the top of the 3rd inning. And Steele puts this one in the air. And third baseman giving chase, and he's going to run out of room. And it's 0-2. Brenham Cubs leading the Anaheim Consolidated Tigers 6-0. Doug Brown and Tommy Langan with you from Tiger Field and Collins Station. And Posey gets ready in the pitch. And Steele sends this one to ground ball to second. And they're going to throw on the first and get out number one. And that'll bring up Landry Mendoza.
Second baseman, number nine, Landry Mendoza.
Mendoza, first at bat, doubled off the wall and came around to score.
Posey takes a deep breath.
Yeah.
First batter out.
Pitches down low for a ball. And Mendoza sends that one down the line, fair ball. He's digging for two. And Landry going to be in there with his second double of the game. And that'll bring up Brooks Rosnowski. And Rosnowski had an RBI single and scored with his first time up. Yeah, takes that one down low for a ball, 1-0. And that one taken for a strike. One ball, one strike, 1-0. And he fouls that one away over toward the right side. One ball and two strikes. And Rosnowski sends that one in the left field, that's going to be caught for out number one, or out number two, rather. So two down now, back to the top of the order with Dalton Hart.
Tough shortstop, number two, Dalton Hart.
And that one down low for a ball. And next pitch, take it for a ball. 0-1 Finke waiting on deck. And that one is ball three. 3-0 now on Hart. And that one gets away back to the backstop, and Mendoza will move over to third base. And that's a walk to Hart. And that'll put runners at the corners now for Owen Finke. Finke 2-for-2. He's got a double, a single, and a run scored.
Third baseman, number 8, Owen
Finke. And squares away the bunt, and he'll take a strike as Hart takes off and steals second. So we got two runners in scoring position now. If he can get a hit here, he can bring them both home. And sends this one a ground ball in the hole. And he's safe, and the run scores.
That had base hit on it all the way.
Absolutely. And Mendoza scores. Hart actually made it over to third. And so now it's Binky batting with runners at the corners. Cubs lead at 7-0. Binky, 2-for-2. He's got a single, a double, two RBIs and a run scored. And that one's inside and gets away from the catcher. Coming in to score is Hart. And that'll make it 8-0 Cubs. And Binky way out in front of that one. It's 1-1. Fooled him on the changeup there.
Drake almost came out of his shoes.
Yeah.
Big cut.
And fastball.
Ooh.
So that one, foul.
Turned on that one.
Over to the building that houses their batting cages over here. That one way high, a ball. 2-2. Time is called. Umpire saying something towards our dugout. And tell it, I guess, goes Spivey relaying the message.
Some of our players said something the umpire did not like.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. And Benke pops this one into shallow left. And goes out of play. Just foul. So the count will remain 2-2.
That ball hit down the left field line with the left fielder shading to the right side of the field. It was a long way for him to run.
Two balls, two strikes. I think he takes his lead from second. And that's ball three. And this one sent out to left field. And the left fielder makes the grab for out number three. But in the inning for the Cubs, they do come up with two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the third. Cubs lead it 8-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
All right, as we're back here, and Brayton's still warming it up for the Brenham Cubs, and he'll be looking at Colby Campbell, Wesley Schultz, and Luke Hargett. And just remains for me to say, it's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Maluva Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in right now to 979-836-9937 to be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And as we come back here, a one-on-one count on Colby Campbell. Call a ball, 3-1. Look pretty good from up here. And that one sent a fly ball out to right field. Over is Maurer. And Maurer
played it perfectly.
Four out number one.
Good job by Caleb.
And brings up Wesley Schultz, the second baseman.
Tigers, second baseman, number 11, Wesley Schultz.
And that one taking four strike, it's 0-1.
Another Schultz here and another spelling.
Yep. Swung and it missed. 0-2. So I guarantee you the ones back home in Washington County will insist theirs is the right way.
Oh, they're going to always say that.
And ground ball second. Mendoza up with it. Throws to Hardy at first. That's quickly two away.
Tiger catcher number 4, Luke Hargett.
And Luke Hargett to bat here. And pitch from Steele, just missing a ball.
Just off that outside corner. On the left-hand inning, Hargett.
And Hargett pops this one in the. And Wynn bringing it back. Finke over, and Finke will make the grab for out number 3. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And that is another 3-up and 3-down inning. 3-up, 3-down. Way to go. Burnham National Bank's the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC, we're on to the 4th inning. Cubs lead it 8-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
All right, as we come back here, and congratulations to our Mattress Guys winner this evening, Rudy Dana. Rudy, enjoy that pillow in good health. And also now we've got a change of pitchers for A&M Consolidated. And the new pitcher is Cash Condre. And he'll be looking at the middle of the Cub batting order, Ethan Oschenbeck, Luke Hardy, and Brody Tucker. And this pitch change sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home. Personal or business, give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. for Wellman Insurance in Brenham. And so Condre coming into a difficult situation, trailing 8-0. And he'll face Ethan Aschenbeck. Aschenbeck 0-2 tonight. He'd love to join in the hit parade.
Leading off here in the top of the fourth, Cubs center fielder number 4, Ethan Aschenbeck.
Sends this one foul up the third base side. Nice play there by Coach Spivey.
Still has it.
Yep. And down low for a ball. 1-1. And that one was called a strike. Looked a little low to me. So 1-2. And that is going to be smacked out in the left center for a base hit for Aschenbeck. And I'll put him on. Brings up Luke Hardy. Hardy's got a 2-run homer. And then... and then drew a bases loaded walk to score another run. Hardy swings and misses 0-1.
Ethan joining the hit parade.
Yeah. And he sends this one back deep. Oh, it's going to be caught up against the fence. He gave it another good ride. And
he did give it a ride.
Ends up being a long, noisy out. Well, it looks like the wind has kind of died down a little bit. That probably played a factor in it.
No doubt about it.
Held up just long enough, and so one down brings up Brody Tucker.
And that is, believe me, I've been outside a lot the last few days, Doug, and it just comes in gusts. It's
that one runner going, and throw down in there, stolen base for Aschenbeck. And also gets him in the scoring position now.
Yeah, we need to keep this going. We've scored in every inning.
Yep. And then we get away on the wild pitch. Aschenbeck down to third base. And it hit him.
There's another one.
Second hit batsman, and that'll put two on. And brings up Braden Steele, a chance to help himself out with the bat.
Blue Sinega, yeah. Courtesy runner.
Braden Steele.
Still 0-2. Hit him double play his first time up and grounded to second base his last time up. Yeah, that one taken for a ball, 1-0. Outside of ball, 2-0.
Oh,
And strike call, 2-1. Throw over first. Tried to get Senega, but he was back in there easily. That one foul back. Check out runners. 2-2 pitch. And that was outside. 3-2 now.
And there it is.
Little base hit. Scoring is Aschenbeck hitting in the third, and he's safe. Tucker kept right on running. Excuse me, Senega kept right on running. And made it in there.
Great piece of hitting there by Braden Steele. Hit it right up the middle. Okay, Doug, we've got a courtesy runner. Can you?
Not for me.
Cubs second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza.
Runners at the corners. Next pitch, down low for a ball, skips away, and here comes Senega, and he will be safe. And it'll make it 10-0, Cubs.
Wow. And we still only have one out.
Yeah, exactly. That's one I missed. Outside, 2-1. Takes his lead on the, got a pickoff play. And trying to see if they can get blue. Did they miss the tag? Yeah. Umpire called him out. And so Mendoza now on the plate. He's got 2-1 count on him. Mendoza's got two doubles, two runs scored. And that one take it for a strike. It's 0-1. And outside ball. Three balls, two strikes on Landry. And foul that one away. Don't forget, coming up bottom of this, we'll have the Whataburger recap. And Mendoza sent this one high, deep in. Is that going to be
Oh, my goodness. Got it up in that win.
And just short of a home run there. But nevertheless, the Cubs do add two more runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Brenham leading A&M consolidated 10-0. And back with the Whataburger recap after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
All right, here we go. We're coming back to the bottom half of the fourth inning, and it's time now for our Whataburger recap. Brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. Whataburger in Brenham in the first pitch to Joseph Young. Swung on and missed. Big curveball there by Braden Steele. Cubs got it started in the bottom of the first inning. Dalton Hart with a single. Owen Finke with a double. And next pitch is a ball, 1-1. Drake Benke had a big two-run double to bring home Hart and Finke. And then it was Luke Hardy with a two-run homer. Played himself and Finke. And Cubs led 4-0 after one. And that one is back up the middle and a base hit there for Young. Well, there went the no-hitter.
I was thinking, Doug. I said, are we going to get to the fifth?
Yeah. Almost. That'll bring up Leo Beffert.
That's all right.
Still got a 10-run cushion. We're good.
That's it. We're good.
And in the second inning, Landry Mendoza led it off with a double. Beffert. And Brooks Rosnowski drove him home with a single. And then Rosnowski would score on a bases-loaded walk to Luke Hardy to make it 6-0. And that one, ground ball to Finke. Go to second for one. Mendoza's relay to first. Ramahorn double play.
Well, that took care of the hit.
Yeah. And then Cubs get two more runs in the third inning. One scoring on a wild pitch, another by an RBI single by Finke, and then two runs in the top half of this inning. Make it 10-0, and that is your Whataburger recap. Pitches a ball, 1-0. And making me hungry, man.
You have to bring it up, didn't you, Dan?
Yep. Swung and a miss. Well, they do sponsor the inning, so we kind of have to.
Yeah, we have. No, it is. You know what? I'm still thinking about all the time that Monterey melt.
Yeah. And this one, that's going to be into right field, base hit for Fowler. And so that'll bring up Cannon Boyd. Second hit by the Tigers. And it makes that double play even larger because that could have been a run there.
Great point.
Tiger, right fielder number 9, Cannon Boyd.
Boyd grounded the second, his first time up. Steele ready. And first pitch taken for a ball, 1-0.
Beautiful night, isn't it?
It has really turned out, after what we had earlier today, it's really turned out to be a good-looking night here. And that one sent out to center, and coming in is Aschenbeck, makes the grab to retire the side in the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left on base. We go to the fifth inning. Cubs lead at 10-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
All right, as we come back here, top of the fifth inning. And for the apparently they got some changes for the Tigers.
Left field, number 12, Chase Williams.
And well, we'll get those Cubs here, lead at 10-0. We're in the top of the fifth. We have Brooks Rosnowski, Dalton Hart, and Owen Finke. And I believe that is still Condre out there. And Rosnowski leads
leading
it off here.
On the top of the fifth, Cubs left fielder number 16, Brooks.
For Rosnowski. Insurance.
Yep. And Rosnowski is 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored. And that one down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Pie 2-0. Foul tip into the mid, and it is 1-2. And that one, Tapper foul over toward the Cub dugout.
Doug, Kevin Finke just brought something up to me.
Okay.
Just to the left of the flag, the top apartment.
Yeah.
That is all last year's Brenham Cub baseball players.
Oh, wow. And this one, a high pop. First baseman over, and he will make the grab for out number one. I guess I should have let him know that we're here tonight. They would be out on the balcony watching.
You brought up food. They could bring us a burger.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think their concession stand's open tonight. I don't see anybody with any food or drink around here. And Dalton Hart, the batter, he is 1-for-2. Make it 2-for-3 as that one scoots in for a hit. And brings up Owen Finke. Finke, so far a perfect night, 3-for-3. Got two hits. Three hits, two singles, a double, a run scored, and an RBI.
Got our work cut out for us tonight.
Yeah. And foul away.
Oh, my God.
And that one inside for a ball. 1-1. That one taken for a ball. 2-1 now on Finke with Drake Benke waiting on deck. And then that one foul away, 2-2. Yeah, just past the top of the hour, I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI, 1280 AM, K269GU, 101.7 FM in Brenham, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com, and on your KWHI app or your smartphone. And Finke sends that one line drive caught by the shortstop, and that's two away. And now Drake Benke, the batter.
Benke, number 22, Drake
Benke. Benke 2-for-3 with a two-run double and a single. Also scored a run as well. And that one, up high for a ball. 1-0. Foul back into the screen. 1-1. Throw over and back in safely is Hart. And Benke sends this one high and foul over down the left side. Count remains 1-2. And he tomahawks that one up against the fence. Hart being waved home. And it's going to be another RBI double for Benke. That'll make it 11-0 Cubs. Benke now 3-for-4 on the night.
Cubs center fielder number 4, Ethan Oshenbeck.
And also gives him 3 runs batted in as well. And Oshenbeck the batter. Ethan 1-for-3. And time is called. And catcher Young going to go out and have a word with his pitcher Condre. Cubs 11 runs. They pounded out 15 hits so far tonight. And we're only in the fifth inning.
Hopefully not for long.
And he takes his lead with 2 outs. Pitch to Oshenbeck. Down low for a ball. And then if you look into the bottom half of this inning for Consol, they've got their 6, 7, and 8 hitters up. And this one, a ground ball to second. Throw to first, and that will retire the side. In the inning, though, the Cubs do get 1 run on 2 hits. There were no errors and 1 left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cubs need just 3 outs to get the sweep. back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
And back we go here, and we do have a new pitcher for the Brenham Cubs as Dawson Cunn has come in to pitch. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance, 836-3613. And so...
It's really a good move, Doug.
Yeah.
It'll keep Dawson Kime fresh and with that game experience. Hoping we don't need it as we go down the road, but we can't predict the future. So.
Exactly. He had back-to-back complete game steal last week and already this week. So kind of mainly with big leagues, mainly this just to get him some work in. And he'll be looking at Cade Witt, Colton Josie, and Colby Campbell.
Tiger, left fielder number 12, Jace Williams.
Now this is going to be Jace Williams batting here. And fouls the first one back into the screen. It's 0-1. Brenham with an 11-0 lead. So the run rule is into effect. And for the game to be extended beyond this half inning, A&M Consolidated would have to score at least twice. And pitch is a ball. One ball, one strike. So Kime's mission, get three outs. Foul tip, and it's 1-2. And this one fouled away. Count will remain at 1-2, so Williams hanging tough in there. And outside of ball, 2-2. And that one, another foul ball. Two balls, two strikes.
Ooh.
Oh, come on. You got to be kidding me.
Ooh.
Oh,
I believe I'd have to ring him up on that
me
one.
Me too. That about as perfect a pitch right down the plate as you could get. No call. And a pop ball four.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, And to Colton Josie, the batter. Or are we getting another pinch hitter here?
I think we have at number six, Doug.
Okay, that'll be Kyle Norton, the best.
Yes. For the Tigers, number six, Kyle Norton.
Ground ball hit, let's go now. Hold up, boys.
Next pitch is taking four strike. It's 0-1.
Little delayed call there.
Yeah. Norton batting for Colton Josie. Josie and his only at bat popped out to Luke Hardy at first.
Two.
In there for a strike, 0-2.
That was a good pitch there by Dawson.
Guy checks the runner at first. And he will bring it. Big curveball, swing and missed, and that's out number one. And that'll bring up the designated hitter, Colby Campbell.
Yeah. DH number 16, Colby.
Did I miss something? Braden did not have a strikeout.
No, he did not.
First strikeout for the Cup pitching yeah. this evening. But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
And that one taken for a ball. And another thing that helped out with that, with him pitching the contact, letting the teammates do the work for him, errors.
That's it. No errors. That is always a plus. Huge plus.
And in there for a strike. Good pitch by Keim. Yeah, strike again. It's 1-2. This one foul away. That'll hold the count at 1-2.
They have a tremendous crowd tonight, both sides.
Yeah. Foul away again. One on, one out. Okay. And this one, ground ball is short.
Could be.
Hardy steps
could
on the bag for one. Throw the first.
Got it.
Away. And that's the ball game. Your final score, Cubs win it 11-3. And that's going to take us to the post game. And this broadcast, Brenham Cup Baseball, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned for the post game show coming up next. Post game made possible by Conjura Town, Performance Health and Wellness, Tillman Construction, the Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breen with State Farm, Memorial Oaks, Walshook Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame after these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Take command of productivity with a New Holland T5 Series tractor available at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model. There's 10 to select from. That's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. From loader work to speedy transport, see a T5 tractor today at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy and take command. WC Tractor, now with six convenient locations to serve you. Find them at WCTractor.com.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double. Available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
All right, as we come back here, Brenham Cubs get the sweep of the A&M Consolidated Tigers, 11-0 the final score here. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange welcoming you into the Brenham Cub postgame show, and we're waiting to see if Coach Wheaton and the guys can make their way over here for some postgame comments. And meanwhile, TL, big win. Cubs now 8-0 in district play. What a start.
Oh, I tell you what, any coach will take 8-0 in district any day of the week. Just an outstanding start. But, what you're getting is you're getting good pitching from that Cub pitching staff. And I tell you what, we can't say enough about the hitting, because we're getting the hitters are making it very easy for the pitchers, because they're putting runs on the board.
They certainly are in, there's a little extra walking room here. And while we're waiting on the guys to make their way, they're making their way back over.
There's one way in and one way out. Yeah, I can attest to that.
Those that didn't hear the top of the broadcast, they've got a bunch of construction going on here. And so that's made getting in and out pretty difficult.
No one's fault. It's just what they're experiencing.
Situation. And while we're waiting for the guys to get here, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need. Built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
All right, as we come back here, and once again, your final score, Cubs winning 11-0 over A&M Consolidated. Owen Finke joining us here now. And Owen, great start to the game you guys had there. Y'all came out and jumped on them early and often.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that first at bat, you came up and got on. Dalton got on ahead of you, and then you had a double and. And then Mr. Benke there right behind you.
Yes, sir.
Take us through what was going through your mind out on the base paths out there.
Yeah, I knew we jumped on them right away. So when I got on the base paths, I knew we were going to score. I knew we were going to keep it on them. And I just had faith in my teammates, and I knew we were going to score.
And then how about the job Braden did tonight? And then Dawson to shut him down and put you guys in the driver's seat for district now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And also this great especially on a holiday getting a good crowd out here. And how much does this the support of the parents mean to you guys?
Yes, sir. It means a lot. Just coming out every day, giving it their all. Like, they're not playing, but they're supporting us, and it means a lot to everybody here.
Yeah, and now you get to go home, enjoy the rest of the holiday, and then get ready for Montgomery next week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Owen, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again on the win.
Sir.
Let's get Drake in here.
Yes, sir.
And Drake, how is it to actually see some pitches tonight and not having them pitch around you the whole dang game?
When you have a great lineup around you, you know, it makes them hard to pitch around you. So, yes, sir. I mean, that's just the product of us having a good lineup and then, you know, put up 13 runs on Tuesday, so... I mean, lineup did pretty good with them pitching around me, so, you know, they had to switch up their strategy, and it wasn't a whole lot different tonight.
Yeah, and you were able to get yourself a couple of RBI doubles in there, and take us through those at-bats. What were you seeing up there?
I mean, yes, sir, those are two really good pitchers we faced tonight. I mean, I know the box score doesn't really reflect that, but, you know, the first guy was 89-91. You know, he's going to play at Division I school, good off speed, and, you know, kind of knew he was challenging me with the fastball in that first at-bat, so... You know, I was kind of sitting on that, and then, you know, I was going to respect his breaking ball as well, but he threw a fastball up and, you know, got some timed it up well and, you know, drove it to right center. But, you know, Finke and Dalton did a great job starting the game off with their at-bats as well. And then, you know, last at-bat, you're just playing freely with the lead that we've had that Steele gave us in our lineup. So, you know, just taking hacks up there, having fun.
Yep, and now you guys are 8-0 to start district.
Yes, sir.
That's just because we've had some years where we've been on the other end of
for
that.
Sure,
so
for
it's,
sure.
It's so much better to be on this end, is it?
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, we've worked hard to put ourselves in this position, but, you know, next week we have a really good Montgomery team that we have to face. That's not going to be any easy at all, and need to bring it that week and, you know, need to continue putting our work in. And then, you know, last week we got Rutter, who's surprising some people this year. So, you know, got to keep our heads down and keep working.
All right, Drake, thanks
yes,
for
sir, joining
us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And let's get Braden in here now. And Braden, what a job by your teammates here tonight that get you that early lead made your night feel pretty easy, huh?
Yes, sir. Going out four runs out the gate just allows you to go out there with a lot of confidence on the mound. Not really worried about striking a lot of guys out, just filling up the zone.
Yeah, and also too, no errors in the field behind you either, and that has to be feel good for all you guys.
Yes, sir.
To be able to do that.
Yes, sir. I mean, you're always trusting your defense, especially these guys. I mean, I know all these guys got my back. They work really hard on just not making errors. They work really hard, and I can just trust in their work.
Yeah, and now you guys get ready for a good Montgomery team next week, and you're going to be ready for when Coach Wheaton calls your number.
Yes, sir.
All right. Congratulations, Braden.
Thank you.
And let's get Landry in here. And Landry,
what's going on, Doug?
Hey, Landry, and... Big night for you guys tonight, and made it easy on Braden tonight with y'all coming out and getting all these runs.
Oh, yeah, five innings, you know, make it easy. Scoring early, you know, it always feels good to do that and get ahead early. And, yeah.
And then with this, of course, A&M Consolidated has always been such a big rivalry game over the years. And that must have felt good to be able to get the sweep.
Oh, yeah, it did for sure. I was looking back at the standings from like 2 years ago, you know, and we're at the bottom 0-5. Consol's at the top 5-0. So now it feels good to be on top and to sweep them. Yes, sir.
All right, well, Landry, yep. Thanks for joining us, and let's get yep. Coach Wheaton.
Hey, shout out Billy Cooper, my nana.
Oh, love yes. You, nana. And, Coach, big win for you guys. I mean, y'all came out, jumped on them early and often.
Yeah, that was, I think I told Coach Joswell and Coach Spivey, that was as sharp as we've been since I've been here. Fellas came out swinging. That was a quality arm that they've seen who's been first team all district several years in a row, and you know, top of our order, got after him early, probably put some doubt in the back of his head, and you know, the middle of the order and the back end, man, were really good as well. So it was a good night for the Cubs for sure.
Yeah, and then Braden Steele, a great job out there tonight as he was able to go out there, and the defense supporting him, no errors in the field tonight.
No errors in the field. Braden's filling it up with all three pitches, 38 pitches and four innings, and you know, topped 88, which is his best of the year. So he's peaking at the right time, throwing the baseball well, and Kime got to come in, and these short games like that, you know, trying to get him in there, and we did it on the back end, and he looked really sharp too. So really proud of our pitching staff.
All right, Coach, and they're turning the lights
on.
Congratulations on the win.
Hey, shout out to class of 2025 who joined us behind the center field wall.
Oh,
tonight,
that's what that was. Okay. And we'll be back after we hear more from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532. And receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball, softball season.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality, new home construction, and remodeling?
T-Living Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make T-Living Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. T-Living Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball-softball season.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, it's time now for our John Breeden Star of the Game, and we had a lot of guys that you can make a case for, Tommy.
I said earlier, I think it's going to. We've got a little bit of work cut out for us this evening, but you know, there was one that really did stand out this evening. So
yeah, and that was Drake Behnke. Behnke 3 for 4, 2 doubles, a single, 3 runs batted in, and a run scored. And he is our John Breeden Star of the Game. Star of the Game is brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South A Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
It's springtime, and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And back we go here one last time to A&M Consolidated. And Cubs win at 11-0. And what a way to open the Easter weekend.
Oh, you know, just a great start to the Easter weekend. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to sum it up this way. Just as Coach Wheaton said, great hitting, great run production, makes for great pitching, and great defensive play. Just an outstanding cup performance this evening.
All right. I want to thank Sandy back at the studios for her fine work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And thank you to all our sponsors who make it possible. And it's Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
The Post Stink, the post-game show, is made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tilleman Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Cody Real Estate, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.